Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Western drought.
This landscape screams problems to me.
Southern storm.
A tremendous amount of rain.
New federal holiday.
I would describe Juneteenth as a commemoration, a celebration.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's been a week of searing triple-digit heat in much of the West, with more than 50 million people feeling it from California to Iowa. It's raised energy concerns in some places, worsened the wildfire danger in others, and as CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us, it's all happening during a historic drought.
It's transforming Northern California's Lake Mendocino into a bone-dry stretch of land. The vital water source for wine country now at its lowest level ever for this time of year.
We need water to survive.
For Brianna Ramirez, it's hard to believe this is the same lake her family used to take their boat out on.
It's scary. It really is.
Severe lack of winter snow and rain and this week's punishing heat wave have transformed Lake Mendocino into a desert, causing Ramirez to rethink how she uses the water she does have.
We're telling her kids, hey, you can only take this amount long of a shower, cutting back loads of laundry.
Across 12 states, tens of millions of Americans have endured sweltering temperatures of 100 or above. But with the first day of summer still days away, another big concern is fire season. Last year, flames destroyed more than 4 million acres across California, setting a new record. This year's excessive heat is already fueling brush fires throughout the state. Lake Mendocino was once a reliable source with water to dump on flames.
Tropical storm warnings are up for parts of Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says the region is in for heavy rain, flooding, and a storm surge.
We are going to see Claudette probably form later today, bring a ton of rain overnight tonight and during the day tomorrow, on top of around 2 feet of above normal rainfall in New Orleans. And that means flooding rain is likely in parts of Louisiana and other parts of the Gulf Coast as well.
The highly contagious Delta strain of the coronavirus has now been found in at least 42 states and could become the dominant strain before too long. Evidence indicates just one vaccine dose is likely not enough to fight it. CBS's Dr. David Agus says a U.S. investment in antiviral medications is a big step.
Pills are cheap, they're easy to distribute, and we could distribute them globally to stop the spread. Because remember, it's in our self-interest to stop the spread of virus around the globe so there won't be new variants that take over like this Delta variant is now.
Overseas now, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tehran. Voters in Iran are electing a new president.
The leading presidential candidate, Ibrahim Raisi, has no appeal for many middle-class people, or especially the young. He's a senior judge close to Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, and a real hardliner. If he wins, he'd be the first Iranian president to take office already personally under sanction by the United States.
The number of people forced to flee their homes in the world's trouble spots has risen dramatically, as we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The total has doubled in a decade, 82 million people. The UN's refugee agency says that means 1% of the world's population is displaced, most due to persecution, conflict, violence, and human rights violations. And they fled even during the pandemic, when travel restrictions made it a lot harder to cross borders.
A brand new federal holiday is being marked today. At the White House signing ceremony yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris called Juneteenth the day commemorating the end of slavery. a chance to learn from our history.
Juneteenth has been known by many names. Jubilee Day, Freedom Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day. And today, a national holiday.
Chaotic scenes in three cities west of Phoenix. Drive-by shootings over a 90-minute period, leaving one person dead and others hurt. Peoria Police Sergeant Brandon Shefford.
That's eight separate incidents, 13 victims, four people who were shot. The others have different types of injuries, whether it be shrapnel, different things, whether a car crash.
A suspect is in custody. Authorities believe he acted alone. Police in Washington state have made an arrest in a bizarre case that unfolded last weekend on an interstate in the Seattle area. An off-duty officer, Alexandra Harris, helping out at an accident scene, was struck and killed by another vehicle. State Police Captain Ron Mead.
It was later discovered that one of the drivers from the initial three-car collision had fled the scene using Officer Harris's personal vehicle prior to troopers arriving.
A 49-year-old man's been arrested. Others have been taken into custody, too. Search teams have been out along a North Carolina river. It's where three people died. Two others are missing after a group floating on inflatable tubes went over an 8-foot dam. Local emergency director Rodney Cates says there are signs marking the area.
Typically, people get out of the water and walk around that area and then re-enter the water past the dam. I don't know what the circumstances were surrounding this incident.
Four others were taken to a hospital for treatment. Tennis star Naomi Osaka says she'll skip Wimbledon for personal reasons to be with family and friends, but will play in the Tokyo Olympics. Rafael Nadal says he plans to miss both events to rest up at age 35. More tough news to digest for American middle distance runner Shelby Houlihan. She was famously banned after failing a steroid test she blamed on a pork burrito. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says two separate rulings came in yesterday on the eve of the U.S. Olympic trials.
Hours after USA Track and Field gave the green light for Shelby Houlihan to participate, the U.S. Olympic Committee overruled the decision, announcing it is adhering to the World Anti-Doping Agency code. That means Houlihan's four-year ban stands.
And if it continues to hold up, she'll be kept out of the 2024 Olympics, too. In baseball, there's a new mark for futility.
Diamondbacks have set an all-time record. They've lost 23 consecutive road games.
A 10-3 loss to the Giants for Arizona did it. The team's currently on a 14-game overall losing streak and back home tonight to play the Dodgers. Turn on CBS in primetime in the late 1970s and early 80s, and you might have caught a glimpse of a fast-talking guy in a loud sport coat.
You probably best remember Frank Bonner from a fictitious radio station on TV.
I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Us radio types all worked with someone like his character Herb Tarlick, the ad salesman with the bad hair and suits who always knew it all. Things like how to write better ad copy for pet shops.
Big snake sale. Save.
Frank Bonner got laughs and acted and directed in hundreds of TV episodes. His daughter says he died of Lewy body dementia. Frank Bonner was 79. Peter King, CBS News.
Nobel Prize winner Richard Ernst has died at 87. His work paved the way for the MRI. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.